Well, Melbourne artist Vincent Fantuzzo has claimed this year's Archibald Packing Room Prize. The winning entry is a portrait of celebrity chef Matt Moran posing with a lamb in a butcher's freezer with a cheeky grin on his face and a large knife in his hand. Fantuzzo is no stranger to the Archibalds. He won the People's Choice Award in both 2008 and 2009. But in claiming the Packing Room Prize, he may hurt his chances of winning the main game. Nobody has ever won both prizes. Timothy McDonald reports.
If you took art away from the latte-swilling gallery urchins and returned it to those who were best equipped to judge its merits, you'd end up with something like the Packing Room Prize. Or so says the director of the Art Gallery of New South Wales, Edmund Capon.
Trustees, with some slight justification, reckon they judge the Archibald. The public, through the People's Choice, reckon that they judge the Archibald. The critics, who routinely condemn the Archibald, reckon that they, as critics, judge the Archibald. All of those are partly true, but we know that the real judges of the Archibald are the true connoisseurs of the art of portrait painting, which is the installation crew and the packing crew and Professor, Dr. the highly aesthetic Steve Peters.
Edmund Capon describes Steve Peters as the benevolent dictator of the Packing Room Prize. While the main prize has often been controversial and gone to paintings that are more abstract, the Packing Room Prize usually goes to a more realistic portrait. This year's portraits are varied. There's one of Richard Roxburgh on a bike near a beach and another of sailor Jessica Watson under a sail staring off into the distance. A more fanciful portrait of Cate Blanchett is far more stylized and pictures her with three cherub-faced children. But Steve Peters had other ideas about who should win this year's prize.
Thank you, Edmund. 90 years of Archibald and 20 years of common sense for the Packing Room Prize. This year, we'd like to award the Packing Room Prize on behalf of the Packers and me to Vincent Fantuzzo for his portrait of Matt Moran. And they are here.
Slight pronunciation. Vincent Fantuzzo, not Fantuzzo. Look at him.
Sorry, no one's going to get it right.
I've been practising. I've buggered it. Well done, mate.
Thanks, sir.
There you go.
Matt Moran is perhaps best known for his roles on MasterChef, The Chopping Block and My Restaurant Rules. In the portrait, Matt Moran is surrounded by meat with a large knife in his hand, but Vincent Fantuzzo says it's a light-hearted painting.
Like Matt just said, he grew up on a farm and he has a lamb business and he's surrounded by lamb, but it's also a little bit cheeky. Like, you know, Matt's got that cheeky grin on his face that he gets when he's about to say something, and you know, sometimes he has a bit of a crack at vegetarians and that kind of thing, but it's just, you know, it's fun, kind of light-hearted look at Matt with that cheeky grin on his face.
Matt Moran spent some time in the freezer posing for the portrait. Vincent Fantuzzo says winning the Packing Room Prize makes the cold conditions worth it.
Timothy McDonald with that report.